From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. On this busy shopping day, we invite you to turn up your radio, tune out the world, and take refuge in a faraway place that exists in the mind of a gifted songwriter.
In a wooden boat, in the shipping lanes, with the freighters towering over me, I can hear the jets flying overhead, making lines across the darkening sky. And when the sun is going down, I can take a taxi into town, and the waiter at the restaurant sets a table just for one.
The band is Cake, all capital letters, please. Their new CD is Pressure Chief. The song is called Wheels, and it's written by John McRae. Today, John McRae's wheels have rolled him to a microphone at member station WUWM in Milwaukee. John, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
As we listen to this, it seems like you're spanning the globe, but it's really about two people who can't seem to find common ground.
Yeah, it's conflicting because when bad things happen to songwriters, there's this sort of flip side, which is possibly a good thing, which I think creates a almost schizophrenic response to life experiences.
Wheels keep on spinning round, spinning round, spinning round. Wheels keep on spinning round, spinning round and round.
Right. Am I happy that I'm sad? Is being sad useful? I don't think there's any, you know, simple answer. You certainly don't want your whole life to be an oil field in Iraq.
Oh, you know, things aren't going my way. Oh, I better get back to work here. Some good material.
Yeah, or, you know, you're in an argument with your significant other and suddenly you have to pull out your pen and paper. It's sort of like this. It's sort of like you're at the beach and everyone is sunning themselves and surfing and swimming and splashing each other. And you've got your metal detector there. And you're fully clothed.
Now, it turns out that Wheels is not the only breakup song on this record. Just two songs later, there you are, breaking up again, and this time it turns rather nasty. Can you tell me about Take It All Away?
You know, it's about the way it is with men and women, the sort of push and pull of it, and how there's always going to be somebody that feels like they're giving more. And I think being at peace with that inequity, I think, is probably the best strategy.
You keep pushing me away, in spite of what you say. I found out yesterday that I've been wasting all my time trying to make you smile, trying to make this seem.
This song is so vivid that I can't help picture this scene. Those lines about the economy car and the suitcase and those psycho little dogs puts a real image in your mind or a particular memory. Does it do that for you? Is there an image or a memory that brought those lyrics to the fore?
Yeah, I mean, we've all known people with those dogs, and there's something frustrating about small barking dogs.
And sometimes something frustrating about the owners of small barking dogs.
Well, yeah, that's sort of what it comes down to, I guess.
You write much of your own music, but you also cover a lot of songs by other musicians. And on this album, you do The Guitar Man, sort of anthem of the 1970s made famous by that soft rock band called Bread. Bread.
Yeah.
I guess I have one question. Why?
Yeah, baby boomers have had a big problem with our covering a band that was sort of critically not taken very seriously at the time. It's sort of a coincidence because I used to go to the public library a lot when I was 10 years old and listen to the records. And I remember there was a Bread record, and I listened to it a couple times. And that song was on there, and I remember feeling really sad listening to that song not really understanding what it was about or why I felt sad. Now that I'm a touring musician, living that sort of truck driver, traveling carpet salesman sort of lifestyle, I understand all too well the emptiness that that song describes.
Who draws the crowd, who plays so loud? Maybe it's the guitar man.
But from the opening, you can hear how different your version is.
Yeah, I mean, I figure, unless you have something new to add to it, why bother?
He can make you cry.
No strings.
No, we can't afford a string section anymore. The 70s are over.
And something keeps him going miles and miles away to find another place to play.
You took the tempo up a bit also.
Yeah, just a bit. It's very keen of you to notice.
But it's still slow enough that if you were at a basement party, and I guess it came down time for that slow dance number, I guess you could still put this on.
What a sad slow dance.
And you think you might like to take his place. Something keeps him drifting miles and miles away, searching for the songs to play.
John, I'd like to close with a very simple song that becomes less simple but no less beautiful as we listen to it. It's called The End of the Movie.
People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
A lot of times it's not happiness that keeps us going. It's just curiosity about how things will end. What is the geometry of the plot? In other words, it's not necessarily a happy life. It's a very interesting life.
It's like that Chinese proverb.
Absolutely.
May you live in interesting times.
It's actually not a proverb. It's a curse.
People you hate will get their hooks into you. They'll pull you down, you'll frown. They'll tar you and drag you through town. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie. No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
Yeah, the Chinese thought that interesting times were bad. But the consolation is that they are very, very interesting.
Well, it's been interesting talking to you, John. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
John McRae is the lead singer with the band Cake. Their new CD is Pressure Chief. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.